www.TheFanWorks.com.
Islamic extremist rage, our flag in Cairo torn into pieces, replaced with a black flag that says this: there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. Oh my. One American dead. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad to say, the response has been pretty tepid to what happened over there, and let's hope that it doesn't spread. When you think of what's going on in the Middle East, the giant sandbox that we certainly can't control, although the reach is well beyond the borders. The president sympathizing with the attackers in Egypt, although his spokespeople say that he's concerned for the life of the American who was killed in the attacks in the Libyan situation. And there were two. So could we see this rage spread a little bit further? Certainly let's hope not, because those protesters were rabid in both of those places. They attacked some U.S. diplomatic missions, and that led to the death of the staffer that I was mentioning. And on a day where, a couple of days, where we're thinking about what happened on 9/11, depressing stuff to read about that and see that. And just a reminder of how fragile the relationships are out there and what some rabid extremist people will do, what lengths that they will go to. And the embassy shots looked so frightening to see. Climbing up on the wall, thousands of people, especially in Egypt, just kicking open the door with a rocket grenade and launchers, and also with machine guns, not really fearing any repercussions whatsoever. And this was in reaction to a movie where they saw 14 minutes of a preview of it when it going to YouTube and seeing it. So you had dozens of riot police lined up along the embassy walls. But they didn't stop the protesters as they just climbed and stood on the wall and just kept going, screaming things, chanting Islamic, Islamic, the right of our prophet won't die, and we are all Osama, referring to, of course, bin Laden. You had sprayed graffiti on the walls. You had people grumbling about the Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, that he hadn't spoken out about the movie, and it continued to get worse and worse. The numbers really, really grew. And the Brits and the Italians were pretty worried about this, because the embassies are close to each other, and the U.S. embassy is looks like a fortress is the best way to describe it. It's got a wall several yards high, and that security had been scaled back with roadblocks leading to the actual embassy removed after some court cases by the people there. So the Egyptian foreign ministry promised that they would have the necessary security for the diplomatic missions and the embassies, and said that, let me give you the quote here. Such incidents will negatively impact the image of stability in Egypt, which will have consequences on the life of its citizens, you think? So instead, the risk is to the people who are on the diplomatic missions and have to navigate more than choppy waters here. Talk about the stability. There isn't stability. That's the problem. Seeing that black flag that was on the pole and said, as what I read to you, the reaction, and what people are saying is, well, listen, this is a reaction to harming our prophet. This is, what we do. The State Department, I checked this before we jumped on the air, had issued this said that the Egyptian police removed the demonstrators who had gone into the embassy grounds and felt like, you know, they were trying to do what they could to restore the peacefulness. And we know that Muslims are offended when you depict Muhammad in any way, really, especially if there's any kind of an insult. Remember Trey Parker and what they portrayed the prophet like in South Park, and the fear of repercussions there. And of course, the famous story that people know is the Danish cartoonist who did some cartoons and now has a panic room in his house, and has to be very careful about where he goes since that happened back in 2005. So now you got this trailer of the movie that set off this protest that's all over YouTube, and they had two different versions of it. I'll just give you the little thumbnail of it, but they had an English version and they had an Arabic version that showed Muhammad as a fraud, a womanizer, a madman, and they showed him having sex and calling for massacres in this movie. So that's when the people went crazy and decided they were going to climb the walls and, you know, do whatever they could to react to this, to react to what they had seen on YouTube. Will this, you know, will this quell, or will this, incite other people to do other things? Hopefully there's a way to quell it, but I think that we're probably going to see more of the same in a couple of other places. All right, coming up this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk to somebody who watched the towers burn from Staten Island, somebody who has a name you might recognize, Anthony Mangillo. He is the CEO of Formaggio Cheese. It doesn't matter that he's the CEO, but he's a gregarious character, a New Yorker who had a reality TV thing, and people know him as a favorite son of New York, and he tells his story, and he tells a story about leaving Brooklyn to go someplace else after what they saw from the shoreline, all the people trying to jump on the ferries and everything that happened on that day 11 years ago. And we can't help but think about where we are now compared to where we were then, and looking at security, do we feel as though we've progressed to where we need to be based on the kind of threats and extremists who will stop at nothing? When you've got people that are willing to blow themselves up, well, you already know how that story ends. They're willing to do whatever is necessary, including assimilate and lie in wait for 5 or 6 years. Now, the good news of that is fear doesn't do any good to anybody. You have to continue to live your life like we do in this free and wonderful country. But you also have to be aware of what possibly lurks. And have we done a good job of eliminating as much of the threat? Because you can never do it 100%, but have we done a good job of eliminating that threat? We'll talk about it. But next, we got the Big Cheese, who recalls what happened on 9/11. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The journey starts beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years, swept away the known. No, I run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Tonight we've been talking about 9/11 and where you were 11 years ago. I've talked about a lot my experiences in New York. I've got another New Yorker in the wings, Anthony the Big Cheese Mangiello. He's the CEO of Formaggio Cheese. We got to have him back on to talk cheese. I am a cheese hound, but we want to talk about more serious things and the fact that he saw what happened. He watched from almost the get-go, I guess, what happened when the planes flew into the towers. Just an awful, awful day. Anthony, thanks for joining us here on ATN.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
So take me through that day. What was your day like? Because you grew up in Brooklyn, so were you right down there in the heart of everything in the Wall Street area, or where were you?
No, I've actually worked in the Trade Center years before. I actually worked on 104th floor in Tower 1, and I had an office in Building 4. And I worked for a general contract. We did work for the Mercantile Exchange, and I spent a lot of time down there. And to watch today so much on television and try to realize what was where before these towers came down is pretty incredible. But at the time the towers came down, and everybody really remembers who was around in the city during this time, I was actually in Staten Island right across the water, and we had an incredible view of the towers. Unfortunately, they were on fire. When the word came in that a plane crashed, we rushed down to the water. We were only less than a half a mile from the water. And I'll tell you something. By the time I got there, maybe a half hour into watching the towers burn, Kate, there was probably 2,000 people on the water's edge. And I'll tell you, for me, you could have heard a pin drop. People were just in amazement at what was going on. You know, and we had to move around. And I wound up on a jetty on some rocks with a bunch of people. And when the towers start to come down, you could actually feel the ground shake. We didn't know at first what was happening. We're watching it, but all we saw was this smoke, this cloud, take over the Trade Center and then the rest of Manhattan into Brooklyn, and the Verrazano Bridge, it just practically disappeared in front of my eyes.
Mm.
And yeah. That's when it really all hit home, what a tragedy this really was, and what was actually taking place right in front of us.
Yeah, you're saying as you're watching this, in the beginning with the conversations, just seeing that, seeing them on fire, were people thinking right away before they tuned in to any of the network coverage or the local New York One, et cetera, coverage? Did any of you think, oh, this is somebody flew planes into the building? Did you think that automatically?
No, we really didn't know what happened. And until the news had filled us in, it was just disbelief of what was going on. I actually didn't know it was a plane at first, and then I found out through one of the people that works with me what had transpired. And I have to tell you, it was just unbelievable. And the city, what transpired that day, it was completely shut down. Nobody was allowed to drive any cars. The bridges and the tunnels and everything was on lockdown, and you couldn't go anywhere. But all of a sudden, this weird feeling, this peace of sorts came over everybody, because all you heard in the streets, it was like a dream of sorts, or I should say a nightmare.
Yeah.
All you heard was emergency vehicles and fire engines and police cars, and nobody knew what was going on. And, you know, our main concern was our family. Where are the kids? Where is everybody? What are we going to do? How do we make sure everybody's okay? And then the calls start coming in to my phone. My cousin's trying to get over from Manhattan over to Staten Island, because the only way to get off the island was by boat. And the ferry and other boats were taking thousands and thousands of people across the water from Manhattan into Staten Island to get people to safety.
Yeah,
it was just an incredible, incredible thing. And I have to tell you, my brother is a New York City fireman, and he was one of the first responders there. And, you know, he today was very much in a lot of tears for a long time. He lost some of his colleagues, some of his friends that were firemen, that were first responders as well. And it's something that you don't get over. And I don't ever want to say that I'm at all in any way wanting to be part of this, but this whole aspect of what transpired left such an impression and changed my life drastically.
Yeah, and boy, in saying that your brother was a first responder, you had to be concerned there, and I can imagine it was pretty tough for him to talk about what he saw afterwards.
It really was, and, you know, you don't want to be too descriptive, but it was a terrible, terrible, terrible scene, and that stuff stays with you for the rest of your life. It really does. It sort of scars you in a way. It's just such a terrible situation. But, you know, the one thing that I can say is that the way the city came together, the way the people came together, the way we all tried to help, and you think about all these first responders that came down from all over the country, and there's volunteers, never mind that there are police officers and firemen, people just volunteering to go in and try and do good and try to help and sacrifice themselves for other people. It was a very incredible time.
Yeah, I agree. And being there in New York myself and seeing afterwards, I love New York and I love the people of New York. I completely get it. But I think that there was something different with the way people were afterwards. And I don't know and you're describing, I think, similar to what I say.
Absolutely.
Didn't it just seem like people were, I don't want to use the word friendlier because I don't think people aren't friendly in New York, but it seemed like people were maybe stopping a little bit more and having more conversations, or things kind of slowed down.
Hey, you know, I want to tell you, it didn't matter where you came from, what your background, your religion, your color of your skin, none of this mattered. All that matters is we were Americans, and we were targeted, and we had to unite in order to get through this horrific, horrific time. And we did, but we did. I had four American flags on my car. I put American flags on the cheese that I shipped around the country and across the globe. I did everything I could do and think of to support America, because I felt proud. I wanted to defend. I wanted to do anything I could do to try and help. I would walk into a Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, and this is the truth, and there'd be firemen and police officers there. This is like just the next day and the day after, and I would buy everybody breakfast. And all I would say is thank you. I mean, there's nothing more that you could say to understand and appreciate the sacrifice that these people are making.
Yeah, good for you for doing that. You had a base of your operations, right? Wasn't it in New York City? And did you move out of the city? Were you worried about your kids, that kind of stuff?
It really was just that. I mean, I actually moved to the Catskills of New York City probably 8 months afterwards. And it was an attempt to try and... We knew, look, it was imminent that something else was going to happen. We didn't know when and we didn't know where for sure, but I felt the best move for my family was to get out of the city, to try and move my children out of harm's way, not knowing when and how it was going to happen again. But the fear of it happening was very real in my heart.
Yeah,
and I wanted to remove my kids.
Did you find that was kind of the case with some other business owners too?
Absolutely. You know, there comes a point in time, businesses grow and you have to make moves, but at a time like this, it makes you move to a different place that you would have originally thought of going to when it comes time to expand your business in any way. But it just made sense to try and eliminate this problem from occurring again in my life.
Yeah. So you're Brooklyn raised, you saw what happened, you see that some other attempts have been thwarted, thank goodness, the fool that was going to try to blow up part of Times Square and some other things.
Yeah.
I mean, as a New Yorker, I say I'm very proud of what actually has happened with the people on the job, the intelligence group there and what they've been able to do, because thank goodness, knock on wood, we haven't seen that. Do you think the same thing, that thank goodness we haven't seen that?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to say that there are so many people working towards protecting us that we just have no clue. You know, I travel a lot for business, and there are people that get annoyed in the airports. And I'm like, listen, you can't be annoyed at this line, and you can't be annoyed because they're checking you so well. It's all for our own safety. And if it wasn't for everybody doing what they're doing, we wouldn't be as safe as we are. But I have to tell you, I feel very safe these days. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you think of the airports in New York too, because really three, you got to count Newark and all the greatest thing is we still live in a free, great country. And the problem is it's so open that boy, once that happened, that kind of kicked open the door for possibly other things to happen. So your business is in the Catskills, and that's a big change from Brooklyn. So now are you like a mountain man?
Yeah, I really am. And I have to tell you, I love it up here. The air is cleaner. The water is crisper. The winters are a little colder, but it's okay. I can deal with it.
That's good living, my friend. You got to like that. Next time when you come on the show, can we talk cheese?
Absolutely. That's the nearest, dearest thing to my heart.
Me too. Hey, Big Cheese, we'll talk to you down the line. Thanks for sharing your recollections and your stories.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Americans have not forgotten the people who fell at the hands of terrorists, as I am so proud of you. So many people displaying American flags. I said this on a previous show. You think of Flag Day and Veterans Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and other opportunities to fly the flag. And never have I seen so many flags in my neighborhood as I did for this year for 9/11. So bravo to all the people who won't let that story die, because that's the thing. It's about the people who lost their lives. It's about the victims. It's about remembering them and not just treating it like it's any other day. Even if you pause for a moment of silence or whatever it is you do, or you thank the people who have served, because you have to remember some of the people that had jumped into the military were children when 9/11 happened and didn't know very much about what was going on as it was going on. And then they signed up and served, and they're in their early 20s or barely 20 years old. So they jumped into the game regardless of what happened in Iraq, what happened in Afghanistan, and then ultimately what happens in the future. And speaking of fighting, Islamic extremists taking our embassies by storm, a couple of them, Cairo in Egypt, awful seeing those thousands of people up on the wall, the guards just letting them through, taking down the American flag and throwing up a different flag, a black flag, with some nasty rhetoric on it about Muhammad and their God, and just ripping the American flag to shreds. And then a consulate employee, an American, killed in Libya. So, you know, how much more do we take just pounding after pounding? And this was because of a film portraying the Prophet Muhammad in a way that the extremists found incredibly offensive, so they decided that they were going to flex some muscle. Stacy is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Stacy.
Hello.
Hello, Stacy. What's up?
You saw 9/11, and thank God I wasn't there where it happened, and bless people that was, but I remember the morning I owned furniture stores did then. And, started with $10,000, ended up owning a bunch of them, ended up owning, building a $1 million business out of it. But that morning woke up, me and my wife woke up, and I woke her up, getting ready for work to go to open our new business up, just had built. And I said, look what's happening. This plane just flew in this building. Then turn around, another one flew into the building. I said, that was not an accident. Okay. We get ready, we're going to work fast as we can. I tell all the guys that work for me, I said, take our delivery trucks. I said, my mom was even working with me. Yeah, I said, take our vehicles, everyone, fill them up with gas as fast as you can. Time they done it, God is my witness. Time they done it, and on 16th Avenue in Law, Mississippi, it's a pretty good sized little town there. Anyway, cars were backed up bumper to bumper to get gas. I was selling $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a day of furniture. It went down to zero.
Ooh.
I mean, did not sell anything at all for about a month. And I said, I just had built this brand new big building. I'd start with $10,000 of junk furniture, built my business up, and I was like living the American dream. And this I don't S O, and I ain't gonna say the other word.
Mm-hmm.
Done this crap at SOB, done this crap. Flew in them buildings. I think halfway destroyed America. Anyway, our business went straight downhill. It destroyed a lot of things in America. And I wish they had a kid in my hood got my hands on that son of a you know what.
Yeah.
I'd have cut his guts out. But anyway, we filled all our vehicles up with gas and everything. People were bumper to bumper trying to get gas. It's one of the most horrible days in American history. And I gotta say this. May that man's soul rot and burn in hell.
Stacy, wow. Telling us that story, that personal story about what happened with your business, and you know it, you're absolutely right. It changed our lives in America, and especially a lot of fates and fortunes of people, because businesses tanked, a ton of businesses tanked. I mean, as much as it's so about the victims, in every nook and cranny, people have stories just like yours about things that they had started and or things that they were in the middle of, and they were living the American dream. They were doing well. They had worked their way up through their company, or they owned a company like Stacy's, and unfortunately that it got wiped out depending on what business it was. But a lot of the businesses, because of how people were feeling right after 9/11, and the bumper-to-bumper story, I completely believe, because I've heard that from other people too, not really knowing, hey, what's happening, planes are down, I got to make sure I got gas in my tank in case I got to scramble. And that was repeated throughout the country too. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello?
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Hey, where were you on 9/11? What was going on? Where were you?
I was heading to Chicago to pick up a load of furniture.
Oh, do you remember where you listened to the radio and then you started to hear things?
Yeah. And, when I got back close to home, gas is a full $5 a gallon.
Wow. Yeah, so you know.
So, we decided one day going to nail and pale him.
Nail and pale him. Oh, she's old news. She's old news. Picking on poor back. Sarah. Are you kidding?
No, all these pundits are anti-Romney now.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh called him a pelm of fud. Limbaugh, Laura Ingram said, just shut the party down and start all over. All mad at him. So,
well, listen, a lot of people, I heard this, a lot of people aren't, I heard this from a lot of people who call themselves Republicans or conservatives or whatever, and they say they can't vote for him. They're not going to vote for him. So I would think if that many people are bailing on Romney, then the numbers for Obama would have to be good in this election.
Yeah, I think he's going to win big this time.
If people aren't even going out that are Republicans to vote for Romney, I don't see how it doesn't go. It wouldn't go in his favor if that's true.
Yeah, I recall Republicans won vote for him too. I mean, the radio, their disillusion with him and everything, which I can see that. But, so I sneak outside and go back on overtime again. So
back on overtime
again. Yeah, four more years overtime.
Overtime. Hey, don't forget, Nail the Score is coming up on our next show, Rick. I have no idea what game it's going to be, but we had a winner last time. Who knows? You always call in. Maybe you're going to be the next winner. It's in our third hour because we have Thursday night games. It's great that we have Thursday night games, by the way, in the NFL, because now it breaks up your week. I'm sure there's some people that don't like it, however. That means you've got football on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. But I think it's good because some of the games that are coming up should play out, should, on paper, should turn out to be maybe some pretty good matchups. Of course, you never know until the games are actually played as to how that's, if it's going to live up to the rivalry, the hype, as it were. But don't forget, because you can weigh in on it. It's very easy. It's not about analyzing the game to death. We're not playing fantasy football. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, you pick a side, and you tell us what you think the score is going to be. And if you are correct, ding, 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 you win the swag bag. All right, so we're also mixing in conversation about the State Department officer who was killed in Libya, because the protesters attacked the diplomatic building. And so one American was killed, but another was injured. And that's definitely confirmed. And this is because of this protest. They tore down the American flag there. They replaced it with the black Islamist flag. And this is, crowds chanting anti-American stuff. And very sad that people that are working in the embassy find themselves in that situation. But when you're a diplomat and you're in the Middle East, which doesn't excuse any of this, you know how rabid some of the people can be, and the situation is always, I think, is always ready to be ignited. It's just a question of what it is that's going to set off the extremist Islamic person, and especially in large groups. There's power in numbers, and there was definitely numbers here. And this was all over a film that ridiculed Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. So you had gunshots, you had a rocket launcher, you had fires, burning down the consulate in eastern Libya, the city of Benghazi. And there were witnesses that saw what happened. Easily, protesters scaled the walls in Cairo and did the same thing, got the banner up. And this is terrible because really, essentially, the other people, the calm masses there, they're trying to overcome all the turmoil because of Gaddafi and Mubarak being booted last year. So these protests over this film, not good news for the people either, but terrible, awful news for us. Secretary of State Clinton confirming that had happened and talked about what they were going to do to coordinate additional support to protect Americans in Libya. I have one word or two, string them together, get out.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Marie Aladiotis, Sabir Ahmad, Terrence Andre Aiken, Godwin O. Ajala, Trudy M. Alighiero, Andrew Alamino, Margaret Ann Alario, Gary M. Albero.
Honor Elizabeth Wainio. Deborah Jacobs Welsh.
That's a little bit of the names of the people who were killed on 9/11 from Shanksville and from Ground Zero. I think that that's a tribute that should constantly be a reminder of what we lost on that day, and reading the names for the families of the victims, I think makes it real to them. And because as many of you know, there weren't a lot of people that could be buried as a result of what happened in all three of those situations with the Pentagon and Shanksville and Ground Zero. And I think really putting it in human terms, it's excellent to read the names. And I hope that that is constantly what happens every year, no matter what the memorials are, no matter what happens elsewhere. The one thing that I think should always be done is the reading of the names. A lot of relatives show up for that, and it has meaning to them and meaning to all of us. We're talking about a hodgepodge of things, including 9/11, 11 years later. Hard to believe it's been 11 years. To me, it seems like it was only a couple years ago, as I was right in the middle of all of that and doing a radio show in New York City. We suspended conversation about sports and talked to people, really. Just one caller after another reacting to what had happened and letting them vent, letting them talk. It was more about letting them talk, because they had a hard time talking about what they had seen, first responders and whatnot. Because initially, if you remember, the thought was, oh, maybe we can find some people. Maybe there's some people buried, and this is going to be one of these situations where you could hear the firemen's, the response system that was going off, that click, click, click sound that constantly was ongoing, and the hope was that they'd be able to find some people, and some people were found, but not as many as we would have liked or that we thought would have happened. Because if you remember, I think some of the saddest pictures to ever come out of 9/11 is the video that was taken of the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses that were there on call waiting for the emergency room to be overwhelmed, that there would be people who would be injured, people they could save. There would be stories of things that had happened and people had gotten out and pulled out of the debris that had come down from the buildings. And the sad, sad tale is that there weren't hardly any people, because there wasn't a rescue. It went quickly from a rescue mission to something completely different. I mean, just in a blink of an eye, it seemed. So to me, that video was maybe the most telling of all, the thing that didn't happen, that there weren't people that were saved but were severely injured. There weren't a lot of stories like that. Some, but certainly not overwhelming the emergency rooms by any stretch of the imagination. So empty emergency rooms pretty much told everything that you needed to know about 9/11. But what a great country we are. We rebuild down in New York. I was there last year, saw the memorial there. The museum's not up and running yet. That's going to be a while for that to go. There have been some squabbles over it and raising money for it. But what's there now is an incredible memorial. Just absolutely stunning for the people who were killed. And it's worth going to see it if you are in New York City. And I think it means something to not just those families, but to so many other people as well. Moving on to something else, because we're talking about 9/11 and also talking about the reaction afterwards to people who enlisted. A lot of people immediately decided, okay, this is what I need to do now. I know what I need to do. I need to serve the country. Remember, right away, there was such a patriotic response from people across the country. It's okay, what do we need to do? What can I do? Do I need to serve? If I need to serve, that's what I need to do. I'll be there. I'll do it. And so many did that and did it year after year after year, enlisted, got involved, that kind of thing. So when I heard this story in Tampa, it was, it was maddening, actually, when I think of this. In the Navy now, what's happening is about 3,000 Navy personnel have had their enlistments canceled. Do you believe that? For no reason. In the middle of their contracts, as of September 1st, families have found themselves booted from military homes. They've had their medical benefits stripped away from them. Of course, they've been fired. And it's so unfair. It's so awful. We talked to some of those Navy wives when I was in Florida, and just listening to their stories, the contracts just canceled while they're recruiting other people to serve. And what it is it's like a mini corporation now. Hey, thanks for serving. You've been here 13 years. You make too much money. So guess what? We're going to recruit somebody who makes less. I mean, the fact that they would boot 3,000 active Navy personnel is absolutely mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling. You think of people who are career Navy folks and then told that now they have to go and do something else, and there's no true explanation for it. I can hardly imagine what you could possibly say to someone in that situation to make them feel good about what's happening to them. And the reason that the Navy will say is that this is part of, you know, this is part of their, what we'll call downsizing. But downsizing and yet hiring at the same time, and I think this audience is smart enough to know what that means. It's strictly the people who get to a point where they're making too much money compared to somebody who can start from the bottom. Unbelievable. Here at the end of this hour, we got to give you some good news. It pays to blow the whistle even under some tough circumstances. So how about the story of the IRS giving the ex-banker $104 million for giving up information about overseas tax cheats? Do you know it's the largest amount of dough awarded ever by the IRS? Yep, former Swiss banker Bradley Birkenfeld is the guy who gets the credit for exposing the tax evasion at a Swiss bank. And he served 2.5 years in prison for fraud, conspiracy, conviction related to that case. And it resulted in almost $800 million in fines against the bank and an unprecedented agreement requiring UBS to turn over thousands of names of suspected American tax dodgers to the IRS. And the IRS sent $104 million to this guy. So I guess it means that you can report tax fraud, and the IRS is now paying rewards for that. How about that? Trying to stop the tax cheats. I know in a sad way there is a joke somewhere in this, but sadly I can't come up with it.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.